Shade, y'all. Y'all can have a seat. Y'all can have a seat. Appreciate y'all being here today. Amen. Y'all could be seated. Y'all good. We can get in the Word of God today. I have a gift up here for somebody. I was gonna give this gift away. Our last week in division meeting, we were gonna give a gift away, but I knew I was speaking in chapel today, so I thought today would be a good day to give it away. But today we have a gift for our longest standing spirit leader in Division 5, which is Miss Becca Sharp, and so we got her a gift, and Caleb's coming up to get it, but this gift is from the other spirit leaders and the captains, and sponsored by the Rich Kids of HAC, so Miss Becca and the other spirit leaders are a huge help to me and our ladies in our division. So they got a gift from Miss Becca, and I just wanted to give it to her today in chapel. If you turn your Bibles to 1 Timothy chapter number 1, that's where we're going to start today for the next couple minutes, and then move around a little bit in the New Testament today. But I'm very grateful and I'm very thankful for what the Lord has given me in my life and what the Lord has done in my life. And in 1 Timothy chapter number 1, the Bible says in verse number 12, it says, "And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for he hath counted me faithful, putting me in the ministry." And I read this, every time I read this verse going through 1 Timothy, I'm always stop and say thank you to the Lord for bringing me to Hiles Anderson College. And the blessings that I've received just by coming here, the family that God has given me, my wife and now a daughter, my wife, God has given me a wife who loves the Lord and who supports me and enables me and helps me, is just right there by my side. And I never know that I could just go all out for God because I have a wife at home that supports me and loves the Lord and wants me to do the most for Him. And God has blessed us with a beautiful baby just over a year ago. And just so many other blessings that I received just from coming to Hiles Anderson. The men, I think about the men that God put in my life that has mentored me and helped me. People like Brother John Francis and Brother Mark Duff and Brother Eddie Lapina, Brother Rick Sparks, Pastor, other men who have just taken their time to invest a little bit of part of their life into mine and to help me be the best servant of Christ that I could be through their influence on my life. I think about the friendships. This week I get to see some of my old roommates from college, and I think of the lifelong bond that we have just from living in the dorms together and serving in the bus ministry together, and knowing that I have friends that love God and want to serve the Lord, and friends that just sharpen me, and those are friends that I sat in chapel with and I ate lunch with, and I'm just so grateful for those. And I'm just so grateful for the opportunities that God has given me to serve Him and to serve other people. And just to think where the Lord has brought me through over the last decade of being here in Indiana, just the opportunities that God has put in front of me that I just don't like to take for granted. And that's what I want to talk to you guys this morning about, and that's just having a grateful spirit. I'm going to pray, and then we'll get into the message today. Dear Lord, thank you for bringing us all to chapel today, Lord. Some people are here to visit, Lord. Other people are here by choice. Others aren't, Lord. But I pray that today as we open your word, Lord, that, Lord, you give us a truth from your word that we could apply to our life, Lord, to help us be better servants for you. And just in my prayer, amen. You know, as I was thinking about coming and speaking here in chapel today, I thought about some of my early days at the college. And I hope you guys picture in your own mind coming on campus for the first time. I remember moving in, and back then they had all of us freshman guys, 30 of us freshman guys, all lived on Bartell, which is right above Brother Ray Young's office. And I remember the excitement of just moving in, and everything was great. Even the dining hall food was great. You know, we come in, you enjoy it. I was just happy to be here. I liked my roommates to begin with, and I liked my classes. I enjoyed my classes. I took notes. I remember hopping a car. It was like a 5-person car that we fit like 7 guys in going up to Chicago, and this little white Mazda Protege going up to Dan Ryan, and just getting to visit all day long till like 10 o'clock at night in a neighborhood I shouldn't be in. And I just enjoyed every second of it. And yeah, I got to wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning, and I got to get back on Sunday night at 12, 1 o'clock in the morning, but I loved it. And I was thankful for it. I remember my first time getting hired at the church and them walking me in and Brother Eddie sitting me down in my little cubicle in the youth suite. And sometimes you can still catch me working in that cubicle nowadays. Sometimes I sneak in there. But I just had this little spot. And I remember sitting down and I just remember, I'm just glad to be here. I'm just thanking the Lord that I just get a spot, that I just get to not have to drive a forklift or sell lawn care. I get to sit here in this little cubicle, but I'm serving the Lord and I'm thankful for it. But I could think, as time goes on, I could think of times when I was in college, how the semester would carry on and the years would go by and the summers would be long when the dorms are a little empty. And even at the church, I remember that newness of serving the Lord full-time at the church just wears off a little bit. And I think sometimes we get in the state of minds that we get a little bit of a critical spirit. You know, and sometimes the biggest way to identify the critical spirit is everything's a joke. You know, in times where we used to listen in chapel, suddenly every chapel speaker's a joke. Every teacher that we learn from, instead of learning the truth from their experience, is suddenly just a time just to goof off. You know, times that we were ministering and focusing on our weekend ministry suddenly become a drag. And we become frustrated a little bit. Little situations that when we were happy to be here were nothing. Little situations in the dorms or with our classmates or with our classes, when we first came, it was like, oh, that's no big deal. And then suddenly they become these huge mountains that just cause so much drama in our life. And we get dissatisfied. And we get in those mindsets where the newness has worn off. But if you guys turn your Bibles to Romans chapter 1, I want to show you guys where this mindset begins. In Romans chapter 1, and I'll read starting in verse number 21, it says, "Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination, and foolish, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. And they changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into images, like to a corruptible man, to birds, to four beasts, to creeping things." And as it goes on, even as going down to verse number 27, it says, "And likewise also the men, leaving their natural use of a woman, burned their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves the recompense of their error, which was meat." You could think that they went from right there in verse number 21 all the way to verse number 27. That's a pretty slippery slope, where they started at one place, and then by verse number 27, they're committing the most abominable sins against God. And you think, how could they get to that point? And we could think in our own lives, as we've seen other Christians even, that they were serving the Lord, they were happy, they were loving God, they were winning people to the Lord, and how can they get so far gone? And like Pastor said yesterday, I love the statement that Pastor said yesterday in chapel, that attitudes turn into actions. Stuff that we just think about in our mind end up being played out, because it starts in a game in our mind where we just get a certain attitude, yet it just leads us down a slippery slope where we end up so far away from the Lord that we don't even know how to get back to him. And where that began was in verse number 21. It says, "Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful." They become unthankful to God for what he had done to them. They had forgot to thank the Lord for all the goodness that God has given them in our life. Because I think back to those times that I was frustrated and I was dissatisfied and I was critical, especially while I was in college, as a junior and a senior. And I could think to myself, there were times where I just became unthankful for the goodness that God has given me. Because nothing had changed. The administration was the same. The classes were the same. My dorm room was the same. Nothing had changed since when I was happy and when I was just that glad to be here. What had changed was my attitude. And my attitude was I stopped thanking the Lord for the goodness of me just getting to, God giving me the ability to be here and the opportunity to be here. The opportunity to be able to serve the Lord and to train for a future for him. And that's where that mindset began. Sometimes some of us are sitting out even today. Are you thankful today? Have you done a checkup today to say, you know, I've been pretty ungrateful for what the Lord has given me? I'll tell you why being thankful is so important, especially right now in your guys' stage of life. I think all of you guys are searching for the same thing. It's God's will and God's plan for your life. I think that's every question that every person, whether you're a freshman all the way to a senior, you ask yourself the question, what's God's will? What's God's plan for my life once I'm done with my diploma? If you guys can turn your Bibles to 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5, God makes it simple. The will of God is simple. And God says in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5, the Bible says in verse number 18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. God says, yeah, there's a lot of things that I want you to do, but it starts with you being thankful. It starts with you giving of thanks, because giving thankfulness centers us into God's will for our life, which means I might not know what God wants me tomorrow or next week or next year, but today I know that if I'm thankful to the Lord for where he has me today, I know that he's going to lead me to where I need to be tomorrow. And a lot of us become unthankful, yet we put a question mark about what does God have for me tomorrow? No, be thankful for what God has for you today. And this morning, over the next few minutes, I just want to go over and talk about three ways that benefits that thankfulness gives to us. First one, if you turn over to Ephesians chapter number 5, Ephesians chapter number 5, let me say number one, thankfulness gives us power over sin. Thankfulness gives us power over sin. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter number 5, it says, be therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also had loved us, and have given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness and covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becoming saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which is not convenient. But the Bible says here at the end of verse number 4, but rather giving of thanks. See, giving of thanks here in Ephesians chapter 5 is the counter to sinful behavior. And many of us, whether you're in Bible college or not, we still struggle with a lot of sinful habits and a lot of sinful behaviors. A lot of us deal with many of those sins that they talk about right here in Ephesians chapter number 5, whether it's exposed or not in our own hearts. And many of us struggle not walking in love, but not walking in love and with Christ every day, but walking in sin on a daily basis. Some of you deal with some besetting sins, even here in college, where you say, how can I ever overcome this thing? I struggle with it day in and day out, and I just can't, and I've walked the aisle at chapel, and I've tried to do my best. I've done everything I possibly can, yet I can't overcome this. You can counter it with thankfulness. And you say, how do you do that? How do you counter sinful behavior with thankfulness? Why don't you turn your Bibles? Why don't you turn your Bibles to first to 1 Corinthians chapter number 15? How do we counter sinful behavior with thankfulness? In Ephesians chapter number 5, I'm sorry, 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, in verse number 57, the Bible says, "But thanks be to God, which giveth us victory through our Lord Christ Jesus." If you guys can turn to Romans chapter number 6. Romans chapter number 6. The Bible says in verse number 17, "But God be thanked that ye were servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered to you. Being then made free from sin, ye became servants of righteousness." You know, the best way that you can counter sinful behavior with thankfulness is being in constant awareness and focus of what Christ did for you on the cross. I think many times as Christians, we just go through the minutiae of the Christian life that even after getting saved, and some of you have been saved longer than some, you know, have been saved your entire lives. Some of you don't even remember a time before you were saved. And sometimes it's hard for you to know what to be thankful for. I think of men, I loved working, one of the first jobs I had at the church was working with the men in the mission and the RU. And I remember those men getting saved and talking to those men and how they're just so grateful to the Lord for saving them out of a life of sin. And as the majority of people here, I know some of you are saved later in life, but as the majority of you here that were saved at a young age, how much more grateful should we be to the Lord, not only for saving us from an eternity in hell, but a lifetime of sin. A lifetime of complications, of drama, of stuff that you see every weekend on your bus ride. That could have been you without Christ, yet we totally ignore that on a daily basis. And sometimes as young servants of the Lord, we need to bring to ourselves the conscious mind of, how can I do such a thing against the Lord when I'm so grateful for what he's done for me? How could I do this act against the Lord, against the Word of God, against myself, after what Christ did for me on the cross? Yet we forget that. As I was preparing this, I thought to myself, and the Lord really put this on my heart. But if I went right down here to the front and I said, "Hey, Elias, thank me for the $100 bill I gave you." He's going to say, "What $100 bill?" Because he can't thank me for something I've never given him. He can't thank me for a $100 bill I've never given him. And some of you sit out there, even in Hiles Anderson College Chapel, and you say, "Why am I not thankful for the Lord for our salvation? Have you accepted it for real? Have you ever truly accepted God's gift of eternal life and saving you from eternity in hell?" And sometimes we need to think to ourselves, yes, you grew up in a pastor's home. Yes, you grew up on a mission field. Yes, you grew up with your dad being a deacon of a church. But have you accepted that gift for yourself? And I can think of times sitting in the dorms, in prayer meetings in Malone dorms, out in the woods with the guys that have just come up to me at 3 o'clock in the morning in the woods and said, "Dude, I'm not saved." Bus captains in my division, "Brother Brian, I'm not saved, and I know it." And sometimes we lose that thankfulness because we have nothing to be thankful for because we've never received it. Don't go to hell from Hiles Anderson College. I know that's probably said a million times from this platform. But if you've never accepted Christ for yourself, it's evident by how much you thank the Lord for saving you on a daily basis. And it should, and that thankfulness to God for saving you should motivate you to stay as far away from sin as possible. And that's how you counter sin with thankfulness, is by having that awareness of what Christ did for you on the cross. Number two, if you guys turn to Philippians chapter number four, number one, I said thankfulness gives us a power over sin. Number two, thankfulness gives our prayer life strength. Philippians chapter number 4, in verse number 6, it says, "Be careful for nothing, but by everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." I underline that word, with thanksgiving, because a lot of us do a lot of prayer and supplication, but we don't do it a lot with thanksgiving. And I think we miss out a lot on our prayer life because we ask God for requests. I need this, I need that, I need this, I need that. And even when we do receive the blessing from the Lord, the buck stops there. We never go back to the Lord and say, "Lord, thank you for what you've given me. Lord, thank you for that blessing." If you guys turn your Bibles to Luke chapter number 11, just a story to illustrate this in the Bible. Luke chapter 17, verse number 11, "And it came to pass that he went to Jerusalem, and that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And he entered into a certain village, and there met 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. Then they lifted up their voice and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And he said unto them, show thyself unto the priests. And it came to pass that they went, and they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answered, Where are the ten, not ten cleansed? But where are the nine? They are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." This leper, not only was he cleansed, but whether it was the Bible says it made him whole, whether that's spiritually or physically, we'll know in heaven. But this one that went back and thanked and gave glory to God for what he had done for him in his life received an extra blessing. Received something else that the other nine did not receive, which could have received. And when I think about giving thanks to the Lord, how many times have I prayed and asked the Lord to deliver me, to help me, to do this or that, and he comes through on it. And then I go about my life. Until the next issue comes. Until I need the Lord again. But how much more of a blessing I could have received if I thanked the Lord for what he had given me. We pray. We do a lot of praying around here. But do we thank the Lord in our prayer? Are we thanking the Lord for what he's given us? Because that's going to give some extra power in our prayer life. That's going to give strength to our prayer life, that God knows that you love him, not so much to just ask him for something, but to thank him for what he's given you. Lastly, I want you guys... And I'm done. Lastly, turn to 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. I thought about that. I thought about how we thank the Lord for the good things that he's given us. I was thinking about that as I was reading through those portions of Scripture, and I asked myself the question, what a lot of people ask themselves. How can I thank the Lord when this happened to me? Brother Brian, I would thank the Lord, but you don't know what it was like growing up for me. You don't understand that this happened to me. I would be more thankful, but you don't know how I was mistreated by so-and-so. How I was treated poorly, how I was treated unfairly, how this situation didn't turn out. How could I be thankful? And I thought about that. The Lord brought me to 2 Corinthians chapter number 4, verse number 8. The Bible says we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed, always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. I want you guys to look down at verse number 15. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. I'll read that one more time. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. Some of us want to hang on to those distressful situation, that persecution, that evil thing that happened to you. You just want to put your fist up at God and say, God, how could I be thankful when you let this happen to me? But God's saying, if you thank me for the bad things, my glory can come out of it. I could be glorified through it if you just thank me for the bad things too. I could be glorified to others. I think of so many times, even Brother Gonzalez giving a testimony on how, you know, Brother Gonzalez, if I had that bad of a college experience, I don't know if I'd make it 7 years, to be honest with you. You know, he could probably say, yeah, it was everything that he mentioned yesterday was verse 8 through 10. But we all love hearing him chapel now so many years later saying, yet despite all that, I made it through. And we all love hearing the end of the story, but we don't want to accept it when we're living in it. We don't want to thank God when we're going through it. You know, we all want to have the nice story at the end, but we don't thank God when we're going through it. And not just for the glory of others, that God's glory is shown to others. You know, which it is. You know, there's many situations, these men that have dealt with far worse things in their lives than I could ever imagine. Yet they now are glorifying God with their lives and helping others through their difficulty. And they're thankful for that. But not just what it does for other people. What does thanking God for the bad things that happen in our lives, what does it happen for us? What does it do for me? Verse number 16, it says, For which cause we faint not, but through our outward man perisheth, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. I'll tell you why that verse means so much to me in this situation, is that the situation that God puts me in, those trials, the distress, the despair, the persecution, being forsaken, being cast down. You guys, as I'm saying those words, you're thinking of a situation in your own mind. But when those situations come in our life where we don't have the answers, where we feel like we don't have it all together, God places us in a position where you can wake up every morning saying, God, because of this situation, I'm relying on you. I'm trusting you to get me through today. God, I can't get through today if you don't help me. And that's why I love that verse, that though the outward man perisheth, I'm renewed day by day, because I'm glad for those days. I'll tell you why, because I'm better off those days that I don't have it all together on the outside, but on the inside I'm saying, Lord, your ways are better than my ways. Lord, I'm trusting you. Lord, you need to figure this thing out. Because I'm better in those days than the days that I wake up every morning and I don't think about the Lord, and I just go through the day in my own strength and my own power thinking I got it all together. Because on the outside it might look good, but on the inside God's saying, I'm nowhere near that. And I'd rather be distressed on the outside yet close to Christ on the inside than the opposite. And that's why we could be thankful when those difficult times, when you seem broke and you're relying on the Lord, you could be thankful for that. Because if you had every dollar bill you could think of in your pocket, you wouldn't be trusting the Lord. You wouldn't be relying on Him if things were going okay. But we can thank the Lord because he put us in a position where we're reliant on Him. Let me ask you guys a couple questions this morning in closing. Are you cynical today? Has college become just a big joke to you? Are you frustrated? Are you unsatisfied with where God has you? Maybe it's time to be thankful today. Are you struggling with sin? Your lack of victory over sin? Are you thankful? Are you truly thankful for what the Lord did for you on the cross? Is your prayer life lacking on a daily basis? Lacking thankfulness on a daily basis? Are you just going to God like He's a 911 call? Or are you truly thankful for what He's given you? Lastly, are you willing to thank God for the bad times and the trials that He's put in your life? Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to say, God, I know I don't like it, but I thank You for it because I'm relying on You right now? And then lastly, will you decide today to renew a thankful attitude to God? Dear Lord, thank You for bringing each and every person to chapel today. I pray that You help us, Lord, as we go through our day-to-day life, Lord, to be fully reliant on You in our personal lives. And I pray, Lord, that You help us be thankful to You for what You've given us. And Lord, help us, Lord, just remember how good You are to us. And Lord, that Your only purpose through it all is for us to be close to You. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.